Radio Kiev. Welcome to Platform OBC Clinic. Good evening. Tonight we'll have a commentary dealing with the work of the second special session of the UN General Assembly. An interview in connection with the Israeli aggression in Lebanon. A reportage from a shoe factory in the Ukrainian city of Nikolaev. And another program from the series entitled Act 5. First, the news. Soviet Minister of Foreign Affairs Andrei Gromyko had assumed that the U.S. authorities directing tactical actions and its influence so as not to allow a mass bloodshed in Beirut, so that the Israeli aggressor would leave Lebanon. Andrei Gromyko declared that the Soviet Union speaks out for independence and sovereignty of that country. Andrei Gromyko received in Moscow Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Sabah Al Ahmed, State Minister of Foreign Affairs of Morocco, Mohammed.
Anniversary of the formation of the Soviet Union, one of the most significant dates in the history of mankind, will be celebrated in December. During this time, I'll briefly disclose the falsification of the imperialism to the effect that the present-day epoch is an epoch of nationalism, a struggle of nations and knowledge. Soviet policy centers in the United States and other Western countries, parliaments or monopolistic capitals, are working their brains in order to fabricate something in connection with the Soviet Union's beliefs. One of the main theses of their efforts boils down to the following: to reflect the membership of the Ukraine in the Soviet Federation as being forced upon the Ukrainian people. In order to pass off their assertion as being genuine, they are resorting to different fabrications and other methods which have nothing in common with elementary objectiveness. Unable to disclaim the formation of the Soviet Union in 1923, both pseudo-scientists attempt to present this event as being carried out by the ringleaders of party and government bodies, without the participation of the population, and even against their will. Here a question arises. How can one then explain a joint movement for the formation of the Soviet Union, which at that time was quite extensive in the Republic, the Ukraine included? This is mentioned by the contemporary so-called experts on Ukrainian history in foreign countries. Reading through the pages of their thick volumes and numerous articles, one is convinced that such a topic is absent.